Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Called the wonderful, fresh, multi-dimensional adventure tale and epic storyline, the author has created something of a wondrous masterpiece. High praise for the sci-fi, high fantasy novels Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, Book 1 and Book 2 from Mario Matthews, an engaging fantasy series, the coming-of-age journey for our hero separated from his family during the outbreak of a disastrous civil war. Mario was born and raised in New Orleans. Since middle school, he has completed several writing projects, none published. However, after his family relocated to Texas as Hurricane Katrina survivors, he vowed to turn his writings into a professional business venture. Once he moved to Seattle, he spent the first year of his life as a City Year Seattle King County AmeriCorps member. He would then hold two different jobs, attended Seattle Community College, Central Community College, worked on the Central Seattle Community College Leadership Board as an executive of communications, while maintaining at the same time a scholarship. After gaining employment at a tech company, he developed the current iteration of Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, Book 1 and Book 2. Mario Matthews joining us on This Week in America. Mario, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It is great to be here, Mr. Rick. Thank you for the opportunity to be here and speak to everyone.
It is my pleasure. And I tell you what, just in reading the reviews, everybody loves what you're doing with these books. Let's talk about the basic premise. I didn't want to give away too much. I'll let you decide how much to give away to people listening on the program today. Give us a little bit of the basic premise of the book, Dream No More, Rise of a Lion.
Of course. So Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, it is a coming-of-age tale featuring a young black boy named Lion. And as you said, he is torn from his family due to an outbreak of a civil war. He's found injured and taken in by a host family. He's nursed back to health. And upon this revelation, they find out not only has he been displaced from his home continent, or his home country, rather, but his family is also captured by a sorceress. So now the host family and Lion is on a quest to retrace their steps back to where he was found in order to unravel the mystery surrounding his circumstances and to help hone his survival martial arts skills for the journey ahead to save his family.
Well, you've given us a lot there, and in reading the reviews, and we'll talk about it during the course of the program, people love the characters, they love the story, they love the world that you created. How did this all begin for you as a writer? When did you decide, you know, this author business, I sort of like this?
Oh, man, it actually started when I was in middle school.
Wow.
So I actually used to draw my own comic books when I was in middle school, and and the thing about it is it developed over time into, you know, what you see now. By the time I got into, you know, high school, you know, I've already shown my comic books to like my brothers and sisters, and they love it. And you know how the big brothers do. Big brothers, you know, my big brother Chris, he used to create characters just to make them stronger than mine. So I have around how to defeat his characters, you know. So, you know, over time, you know, that passion really, you know, ignited within me. And once I went to high school, there was actually a group of friends of mine who actually did script writing. And I didn't know anything about script writing at the time. And I, you know, just fit right into it. Like, they had so much fun script writing, creating all these characters and these different worlds. And I'm like, okay, well, let me see if I could do that. And I jumped into it, and it was natural. And at that point, over time, by the time I finished high school, I had three big fold-out binders. I don't know if you know those binders that you have to fold out.
Oh, of course, yes, yes.
Man, I had three big fold-out binders full of, like, three books completed of this series, all in those binders, all handwritten. So, yeah, it's amazing that things have gotten this far, you know, but that passion never died in me, and that's how I developed the project, really.
Well, it's flourishing now. Mario Matthews, our guest on the program, that's Mario. Matthews, M-A-T-H-E-W-S. You'll find the book, for example, at authorreputationpress.com. We'll have that link up on our website, other places as well. Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, Book 1, Book 2. Talk about the inspiration for creating this series, Dream No More, Rise of a Lion. Where did this idea come from?
Oh, man, I got inspiration from a lot of different forms of media that I was consuming growing up. I used to, you know, watch Saturday morning cartoons like Power Rangers, you know, Dragon Ball Z, things of that nature. And I also played a lot of video games. So, you know, my favorite video games are RPG games or role play games, specifically the Final Fantasy series. You know, I always thought to myself when I was playing those games and, you know, watching those Saturday morning cartoon shows when I was young, I used to think to myself, you know, I can do that. I can probably do something like that. I can, you know, make a world, make characters, make, you know, unique, you know, abilities and powers and, you know, people relationships and tell a very unique narrative through these stories myself. I can do that. So I started doing it, and that's essentially how the you know, how the ball kind of rolled on that. I also pulled inspiration, you know, from the real world, especially as I grew older. You know, as I learned more about myself, about the world in which I, you know, exist, and, you know, about my friends and family, you know, I started to pull more inspiration from real world factors, you know, and I think it, you know, it all blended together in this sort of, you know, beautiful amalgamation that is Dream No More, Rise of a Lion. So, yeah.
And both the books, Book 1, Book 2, available at authorreputationpress.com, other places as well, and we'll have those on our website. This is unique. The writing style is unique. And talk about this, because it really sets what you do apart from so many other authors out there. It is unique. Talk about how you developed your style.
Mm-hmm. So I developed my writing style, you know, back then in high school, because I started the script writing process. However, the thing about it is, when we did script writing, during that time, we didn't have any sort of a guidance or, you know, no school intervention or anything like that. We didn't have any clubs, because the high school that I went to, you know, it was very poor, and we didn't have any of those amenities offered to us. So we sort of developed these writing styles ourselves. And the thing about it is, I grew up writing like that. The way you see it, the way it's presented in the book, is exactly how I grew up writing. It is a, you know, over time, I started to realize, oh, this is actually a blending of a, you know, of a traditional novel style of writing and a scripted format that's usually presented in movie scripts and stuff like that. So basically what you see in the book is you see a sort of, you know, blending of the two, where those usual markers within a script, where they say, you know, exit stage left, enter stage right, act one, act two, all of those things are gone. They're not in the sort of scripted format. However, in the descriptive writing itself, you see the markers of a traditional novel. So it's almost like you're reading a novel, and then the characters come to life by talking to you in a sort of scripted format. So it's a blending of the two. I called it, you know, a simplified scripted format. So, yeah.
And from a reading standpoint, it really is fun to have it presented to us the way that Mario does with Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, Book 1, Book 2, available at authorreputationpress.com. Also unique about this, you've got an all-black main cast of characters. Talk about deciding to approach it that way.
Mm-hmm. I decided to approach it that way because my company, Ministerial Dawn Productions, it is a entertainment media production company focused on empowering black families. And, you know, my project, Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, this was to be the very first project to be released under my company's umbrella. And, you know, sticking to our mission goal, we make a vow to show, you know, black people in these dynamic, you know, rich, you know, fulfilling roles
yes.
that can, you know, span through all the whole spectrum. We're talking about heroes. We're talking about villains. We're talking about anti-heroes. We're talking about, you know, all kinds of different characters. We want to take a dynamic approach. You know, reason being is because we do have so many other, you know, media projects and characters that are very, you know, stereotypical and cookie cutter. So we wanted to break the mold by bringing about, you know, just a whole spectrum of different Black characters that people can relate to. So, yeah, yeah, that's why I made the decision.
The book is Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, Book 1, Book 2. You'll find it at AuthorReputationPress.com. Other places, of course, as well. Mario Matthews, the author, is our guest on the program. Boy, time going by so quickly. You've got me all excited about this. You've really, this is such a creative project that you've put together. What were some of the challenges as you were creating Dream No More, Rise of a Lion?
Oh, man, the challenges was numerous. It was a lot. When I first moved to Seattle, you know, me and my cousin came up here to start our lives as adults, finish school, get into the tech industry, you know, community service work, all, you know, all that good stuff. And, you know, growing up, you know, in, you know, growing up as an a Black ADOS person or American descendant of slavery person, you know, things have been very tough as far as finances, as far as networks. And, you know, just being able to, you know, figure out what is the best strategy to go about developing this thing and actually making it a good business venture.
Yes.
So over time, since I've been to Seattle, I've been here for like 10 years now. And over time, I've been, you know, working. There was a time when I was working like three jobs, going to school full time and, you know, almost getting little to no rest. And, you know, during that time, it was very difficult to put that pen on that page and actually write something. But there was never a day that did not go by where I didn't think about my book, where I didn't do some type of character development. And it was a struggle. But once I actually found gainful employment in the tech industry, you know, I started to, you know, develop not only the finances, but the plan to put in place so where I can actually start to roll this thing out. And at that time, one of the biggest challenges was, you know, the grind, the 9-to-5 grind. Everybody knows about the 9-to-5 yep. grind. However, what I did, due to the fact that I don't have I don't have a car or anything like that. So I caught the bus from Seattle to Bellevue. And, you know, that for if anybody knows that commute, that's it. That's like a 1 hour, 30 minutes, 2 hour commute every day, you know, from my house to my job. And what did I do? And that's going there and coming back is another 2 hours or so,
yes.
right? So what I did all that time, I used it to write my book. On the bus, I was writing my book. At lunch, I was writing my book. On the weekends, I'm writing my book. And, you know, I'm developing plans and strategies with, you know, my friend group, my network that I developed, you know, getting into business and stuff, learning about what does it mean to be a business owner, the process of getting to that place, an entrepreneur. And then at that point, you know, once I got to a point where the book was developed and I'd have saved enough funds in order to make it happen, pull the trigger, and that's how this came about. But it was a challenge.
It sounds like it, but time well spent. The finished product is Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, Book 1, Book 2. Mario Matthews, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left on the show. I want to talk about the title, how you came up with Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, and the importance of the image on the cover, because it's a striking book cover you have.
Yeah, that title, man, it's actually gone through a few iterations. At one point, I was thinking about Chronicles of Dreams. And then I remember I forgot how long ago it was, but I remember there was a time where I just heard this whole slew of movies that using the words Chronicle of. Right.
There
was, I was like Chronicles of Narnia, Chronicles of what was the other one? I forgot. And then I was like, Okay, if I want to be a little original, I might want to change that. So, you know, it went over a couple of iterations, and I essentially decided to settle on not Chronicles of Dream, but Dream No More: Rise of a Lion, because one, it's no longer a dream; it's actually here. So I wanted to, you know,
Oh,
dedicate the
yes.
birth of this project to that name. And two, I thought it was very cool because it reminds me of how Final Fantasy, the video game series, was developed. Like, it was supposed to be the last sort of project on under the then Square Soft, their company sort of umbrella. It was their last project, and it actually blew up, and it carried them into the future. So, you know, with that being said, you know, Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, that's how it came to be. As far as the book image, the book cover, the image on the book cover, I actually drew that out in the most kiddiest way possible, right? I took some paper and I was like, okay, I can see it and I'm going to try to draw it. And I drew it and I showed it to my graphic designer. And I was like, okay, so how I see this thing, this is a star, the star of the galaxy that the planet of their planet takes place in, right?
Yes.
And this is the true form of that star. You know, I'm not going to give it too away too much, but you're going to have to read the book in order to see how that develops. But essentially what you're looking at is only certain characters can see the true form of their planet star in the way that it's presented on the book cover. And Lion, the main character, is one of those characters. When he looks up at the sun, or their sun, what is considered their sun, that's what he sees. And it's very intriguing to the other characters. He also build a lot of character relationships around this sort of uniqueness. And, you know, with that being said, I gave it to my graphic designer. I'm like, can you make it happen? Can you do it? And he was like, I got you, fam.
Well,
So that's how
he
it came
nailed it.
about.
Yep, he nailed it. I've got about 2 minutes left here. I talk a little bit about the different themes that you talk about in the book that readers can expect to read about. And then the next book in the series, because all the reviews are like, hey, keep them coming. You've got me hooked.
Heck yeah. Okay, so the themes we have in the book, we talk a lot about family, because, you know, I wanted that to be a very important staple. We
Yes.
talk about the importance of learning history. We talk about the importance of learning multiple languages. So, you know, we also talk about that. We also talk about you know, survival, martial arts, sort of hunting, fishing, we also talk about discipline a lot in the book, because it's a coming of age tale, and the main characters, two of the main characters, are children, and you know, they are learning as they're going about this vast, unique world, learning all of these different things. We talk about you know, different nation states and cultures, right? And yeah, and those are some of the key themes in the book, and it's amazing. It's been a great experience and journey.
Well, it's receiving excellent reviews. Book one, book two, Dream No More, Rise of a Lion from Mario Matthews. When can we expect the next one?
Man, the next one, I'm in developing the next one right now. Hopefully, I get this thing out by the end of this year. We will see. Don't hold me to that, but I am in the process right now. I'm also rolling out my next book, hopefully in a few months. This is a bit of a side project, but it's telling the story of Hurricane Katrina through my perspective and my
Oh,
grandmother's
yes.
perspective. Be on the lookout for that book. It's coming very soon. But like I said, the next iteration of Dream No More is all in development now.
And would love to have you back to talk about your perspective of Hurricane Katrina, which is still having a lasting impact on so many people and the city of New Orleans. With us on the program, Mario Matthews. If you're Googling, that's Mario, Mario, Matthews, MATT. H-E-W-S. The book is Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, Book 1 and Book 2. You'll find it at authorreputationpress.com, Amazon, the usual places. Mario, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success. Looking forward to many more books from you in the future. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Mr. Rick. I really appreciate you.
It has been our pleasure. Mario Matthews, Dream No More, Rise of a Lion, Book 1, Book 2. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.